T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This weekend, in fact, in like 5 hours, 6 hours, WrestleMania will indeed take place. It's going to be very different. It's going to be two nights. It's going to be in front of zero people. It's already been pre-recorded, so it's already in the can. It is going to be, whether you love it or you hate it, the most unique and memorable WrestleMania of all time. And joining me right now, a guy who I've listened to host this show for many years now. I'm one of your original listeners. And that is Dave LaGreca of Busted Open, which you can hear on SiriusXM. And you can see his face throughout wrestling arenas across the country when fans are there holding up a big placard of his head. Dave, good to talk to you. How are you?
What's up, Evan? How are you, my friend? It's good to finally be on with you.
It's an honor. And I've been listening to you so long that it was Mortman and LaGreca on Busted Open. I think I started listening to you right around WrestleMania 30 during the rise of Daniel Bryan. That's when I started to become a fan. And I'll tell you what I love about you guys, and obviously now with Bully Ray and Mark Henry, and this is specific for you, Dave. So let me kiss your rear end before we talk wrestling. All right, listen. I feel like you know everything, and I like that. Because I'm a geek myself for wrestling, but you, my friend, blow me away, and I love it. And that is why, that's what hooked me to your show 6 years ago.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I know you've been a fan for a long time, dude. It's good to, hey, you know what? It's good to have a New York show call me to be on as a guest. So I appreciate that, Evan. Thanks, man.
Well, and I'm honored that you said yes to coming on with this New York show. First of all, I'm glad there's a WrestleMania. I know it's not going to be perfect. I know there's going to be complaints about it and all that. How do you feel about the fact that the show is going on and the adjustments that they've made for there to be a WrestleMania today and tomorrow?
You know, this is obviously, as you know, the big topic throughout these last 3 weeks on the show. And even this week when we're usually partying, we have our WrestleMania parties and we're partying with the nation. You know, now we're talking about whether this show should have gone on or not. I know for myself, when I woke up this morning, it still felt like WrestleMania. I still got that kind of jolt of adrenaline. Obviously, it's not the same, man. I mean, you know, it's not. With no fans, we're used to 75, 80,000 people being in attendance. This is completely different than anything we've ever seen before. But I'm glad that at least I have a four-hour escape tonight and tomorrow night where I can sit on my couch and watch some pro wrestling and watch WrestleMania. So for that alone, I'm happy that they went on with the show.
You know, it's funny. The last couple of years, it feels like WrestleMania has gotten longer and longer and longer to where when the show finally ends, it really jumped out at me with the Roman Reigns Triple H main event a few years ago in Dallas, that the thought of going to two nights has always kind of made sense the last couple of years. Now, I'm not sure how you do it ticket-wise, which event one would want to go to, but the two-night aspect appeals to me because it gives these matches more time to breathe and develop, and you're not exhausted by the end of the night.
The first night they did it is the one that you brought up, WrestleMania 32. Like, that was the first time I remember WrestleMania blowing past 11 p.m. Eastern time, and now it's become common practice to get an eight-hour WrestleMania, which is crazy. And Triple H and Batista, I thought, put on a really good match last year, but nobody cared because they were just waiting for the show to end. You don't want that. So I think, actually, if they're going to learn one thing from this weekend, is split it. Either they got to cut down on the time or they got to split it on Saturday and Sunday. But they got to do something. They can't have these marathon shows anymore.
All right, this is a very important question, all right? And I value your opinion greatly. I believe the last match of the night is the main event. That's it. Okay. There's no five main events. There's no three main events. I remember back at WrestleMania 8. Oh, it's the double main event. Wasn't a double main event. The match that ends the night is the main event, period, end of discussion. With it being two nights, should we say that whatever closes Sunday is the true main event of WrestleMania 36?
Yes, I think the match that we see close Sunday is the most important match of the weekend. Yes, I'm with you. I'm old school. The last match, A, should be a championship match, and B, should be your true main event of WrestleMania.
Do you book anything differently because of the fact that we don't have a crowd? So, I mean, the example I'd give is they have obviously done a great job of building Drew McIntyre. And I think that that feels like the main event. At least going into the weekend, to me, the main event, the event that they spent a lot of time on, is Brock and McIntyre. It started off at Royal Rumble. Because there isn't that crowd payoff, which is a part of closing WrestleMania, would you actually consider keeping the belt on Brock and having McIntyre get his moment down the road with people in attendance?
Evan, you're going to kill me on this. I don't think Drew McIntyre should have won if there was 85,000 fans in attendance.
Really?
Truly believe, to me, this should be his Rocky. He should go the distance. He should have this amazing match with Brock Lesnar, but he should lose. They should continue to build on this story. I know it's been a 13-year story in the making for Drew McIntyre, but I actually think it would make him that much bigger, and he could become the face of the franchise, so to speak, if they just laid off just a little bit and have it happen after WrestleMania 36. And now on top of this, with no crowd in attendance, and they can't really truly have that amazing WrestleMania moment, I think Brock Lesnar should retain this week.
Here's my question, though. If you close the night and close WrestleMania with Brock retaining, you're going to get a lot of angry people, man. I mean, you know that. Even after he beat Roman Reigns a couple of years ago, and Roman isn't exactly beloved, there was this kind of groan of, really? Brock's retaining? So could you close the weekend with Brock Lesnar, as great as he is? And he is great. He's a Hall of Famer. Heyman's the best manager of all time. We're in agreement on that. But can you really close Mania like that?
And here, Evan, now it's the argument the other way. Like, if this was in front of 80,000 fans and this wasn't going on, maybe you could do it. But now that we have a pandemic on our hands and everybody's using this weekend as an escape, can you really not have everyone go to bed on Sunday night happy? Could you not put smiles on people's faces in this really, really tough time in our world? So you can actually now make the argument for the other side, how they really need to have Drew McIntyre. That's what makes WrestleMania so fascinating. That's why, unlike any other year, you really don't know what's going to happen this year. See, this is why you got to... See, now am I getting you excited for tonight?
I was already excited, Dave. I was already pumped up.
You didn't raise your voice once during this whole conversation, Evan. Come on, man. It's WrestleMania.
Trust me. I had the conversation this morning with my wife. I said, look, I got some bad news for you. Because we don't really break down wrestling that much. And she said, what's that? I said, WrestleMania's two nights. And she said, oh, my God. So you're going to be basically just watching wrestling for the next two nights? I said, yeah. Instead of one night of wrestling, it's two. So I've definitely warned her about my excitement, but I guess I'm not screaming at the top of my lungs ready yet, Dave. Maybe in a few hours I'll be there.
You know what I'm pissed about, Evan?
What?
There's not going to be any LaGreca heads in the audience.
I know.
You know?
Let me tell you.
Man.
I got to tell you, the first time I saw that, because I'm watching, I listen to your show as much as I can. Like, I'd be sitting here lying if I listen to every second. I just can't. But I listen when I can, when I'm in the mood. I turn you on. I listen to you guys break down wrestling. You're my go-to. And I didn't know this was going on. All of a sudden, I'm watching Raw one day, and I see your face. And I'm like, what the hell? What? What happened here? And so you really blew up, Dave. Congratulations on that, by the way.
And you know what? The crazy thing is I haven't made one penny on these LaGreca heads. Fans are making, you know, only for me, because you know I suffer from lack of fun, Dave. Only me can make no money out of LaGreca heads being in every major arena around the country.
You're making a big mistake. Let me get to some of these other, because last night, and we're talking to Dave LaGreca, host Busted Open, all about wrestling. Last night, I'm curious about SmackDown, because we've all read the rumors that Roman Reigns, rightfully so, is not going to fight at WrestleMania. And I don't think anybody has a problem with that. We all understand the health problems he's had in the past and why it would be safe for him not to wrestle. No issue. But I was waiting last night for a story. You know, even Triple H alluded to, you got to watch the storyline develop. Bro, there was no storyline. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're like, and oh, by the way, Braun Strowman is fighting Bill Goldberg. And that ticked me off. Like, can you give me a reason why it's happening?
Horrible decision by the WWE. I mean, this was the perfect opportunity to take and have that human element about what's going on in our world right now. Like, seriously, like, why would you not just say, hey, you know what, Roman Reigns, after his battle with leukemia, you know, we felt it was unsafe for him to compete at WrestleMania 36. Everybody understands what's going on. I don't like the fact that the WWE has chosen to just ignore this whole situation. We all know about it. That's why I love what AEW did, their first show in front of no crowd. They had Cody Rhodes start the show and explain exactly what everybody already knew, and that's what's going on with this pandemic and the coronavirus. The WWE has chosen to go down another avenue. They haven't even mentioned it at all, and I think that's a really big mistake, and it shows no weakness on Roman Reigns' part. They could have just said, no. Because of his battle with leukemia, the WWE felt it was unsafe for him to compete against Bill Goldberg this weekend at WrestleMania, and I think it would have made the story better, and I think it would have made Roman Reigns bigger down the road.
I completely agree. I mean, there's so many things you could have done. The honest answer, like you said, or even some, you could even write a storyline if you wanted, and instead it's just out of nowhere. Now, when that match happens, and if I had to guess, I don't know, I assume that match is going to close tonight because I think that's the other main event as a Universal Championship match. We'll see if I'm right. During that match, what are they going to say? Because there's been no buildup towards Strowman getting this match. Are they going to, do you think the broadcast team, do you think Cole says anything about what led to this match? How do they handle it?
I you know what? I think they're going to go the route that they did last night, because why does Braun Strowman, of all people, deserve a championship match? It wasn't that long ago. He lost the Intercontinental title. So it really doesn't make sense that it's it. Now, I think Braun Strowman should have had a championship opportunity a year and a half ago, and they never gave him the ball and see where he could run with it. I mean, I think it's going to be a good match, but yeah, I mean, as far as the story, I don't know what story they could tell unless now they decide to be honest about what the situation was like. As a matter of fact, Evan, I'll take a step further. Because they've ignored it the whole time, I think Vince McMahon should start WrestleMania tonight. I think he should start talking about how the WWE made the decision because of everything that's going on for the WWE universe. They didn't want to let their fans down, and they're presenting WrestleMania and wish everyone well, and everyone that's out there, the truck drivers, the grocery store workers, the nurses, the doctors, everybody, and thank them. I really believe the WWE, to get that human element, they should have Vince McMahon start the show tonight.
I think that's an excellent point. If memory serves correct, on the SmackDown after 9/11, and they came back very quick after September 11th, I think it was Vince in the ring that kind of addressed it. And that turned out to be a really emotional night. And looking back on it, I thought it turned out to be the right call to have that SmackDown soon after 9/11. It turned out to kind of be an inspirational night.
Yeah, Evan, if you remember, a lot of people were criticizing the WWE for having that show.
Absolutely.
And now when you look back on it, it was like, you know what? We needed that. We needed that escape, and it showed that we weren't backing down. And I think Vince McMahon should start WrestleMania the same way he did that show. Evan, it's a great point.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay, before we found out it was Strowman, when I had heard, all right, Roman's not going to fight, which again, we all understand, there was someone else in my brain that made sense for this match. Before I tell you who I thought, what did you think? Because I have this weird feeling we may be on the same page, or maybe not. Maybe I'm dead wrong. But who would you have selected to fight Bill Goldberg at WrestleMania?
It's a great question. You know, so many names were getting thrown out there before that matchup. Probably the furthest name from my mind was Braun Strowman. That was probably the one name that I never even considered. I thought it might be, you know, somebody for Bill Goldberg. And this is, Evan, you're going to kill me on this.
Go ahead.
Of all things I'm going to say, this is maybe the one that you're going to kill me on the most. And it may actually want you to never listen to Busted Open again.
All right.
I thought Sting should come back and wrestle Bill Goldberg.
I don't think that makes me hate you. It makes me laugh at you. There's a difference. I'm laughing at you.
The two, what? Bill Goldberg's in the ring in 2020, Evan. Anything can happen.
I understand. Look,
the two biggest legends ever in WCW battling it out. Singh wants one more match. He left the ring against Seth Rollins with his head down because he was injured. He wants that one last WrestleMania moment. You know, kill two birds with one stone. Have Bill Goldberg and Sting in the ring at WrestleMania.
And you know what
36.
Else? And you know what else? Sting really wants revenge for getting hosed at Halloween Havoc 1999. I mean, they took the belt off of him.
Thank
it wasn't
you.
Even a title match. And then they have this whole tournament, which Bret Hart wins, and Sting got hosed. So you know what? We could go all the way back to 1995 and find the revenge factor in Sting's mind.
And you know what? I'll even take it a step further, Evan. We're not seeing that match, obviously, because you're getting Bill Goldberg and Braun Strowman. You will see Sting this weekend at WrestleMania.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Do you know when? Do you know when you're going to see Sting?
Hold on. Let me think. I'm going to, for some reason, because I think you're still in love with these old matches that should have happened 20 years ago, probably the Undertaker match. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, Boneyard match. Sting comes out, sets up a match between The Undertaker and Sting next year at WrestleMania in L.A.
By the way, I will tell you, the guy
it's
I had
wrestling.
In...
You could have Patrick Ewing on the court one more time.
No, you're right. It is right. You're right that you're able to do it. It may be ugly. I mean, look, Bill Goldberg couldn't get Bray Wyatt up for his finishing move. Is he going to be able to get Braun Strowman up? I mean, can you imagine Goldberg trying to do the jackhammer on Braun Strowman?
You know what? This has got to be a squash, right? Like, Braun Strowman's got to go out there and just beat the hell out of Bill Goldberg and win the championship?
No. No, I think Goldberg's got to squash him. I think you got to keep the belt on Goldberg so that Roman can beat him, you know, 6 months
so
down the road.
Wait a second. You laugh at me.
Yes.
That Sting against Goldberg, but
yes.
You're actually going to say that Bill Goldberg's going to beat Braun Strowman, who's the monster among men.
Yes.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
See, that shows you right there that it's pro wrestling. Anything can happen.
Well, yeah. Look, all I'm saying is if they put the belt on Goldberg, all right, which, by the way, maybe you'll appreciate this. I had it on my iPad while we were at Yankee camp and, you know, I was sitting outside the Yankee locker room talking about the Yankee season. And all of a sudden I glance over and I see Goldberg win the Universal title. The whole show had to stop. And Joe Beningo's like, well, what happened here? What is going on here? And I said, you're not going to believe it. Bill Goldberg's the Universal champion. And, you know, obviously it really played a lot with Joe's emotions as a diehard wrestler.
I know. Yeah, he's still you know, thinking about that jet move.
You know, I know.
Wait, really quick before you move on. What's
yes.
your guess? Who did you think that should have gone against Bill Goldberg?
Daniel Bryan. 1,000%. 1,000% Daniel Bryan.
See, I can't go with that.
Why?
Because if you're going to have another moment with Daniel Bryan, that's one of those examples where it needs to be in front of a crowd. You need to have that the yes chance. You need that crowd to go crazy. And I'm actually looking forward to Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn. I think that's one of the matches that could steal the show.
No, I think that'll be a good match, too. It was just that I'm thinking long term. So that's the thing. I like to think about where it could go. And I would have Daniel Bryan beat Goldberg, which I think would make fans happy, even though there's nobody in attendance. And I think you've got a really good potential long-term program of Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, assuming Roman can come back once we get over this horrible pandemic, that we can get that program down the road. So I was thinking more long-term. Clearly, your thinking is very short-term when you want to have Sting against Goldberg.
I don't think long-term. That's why I have a negative balance in my checking account. Listen, Evan. When it comes to pro wrestling, I figure, because everyone's all upset about these, you know, age legends and veterans getting the ring, have like one showcase match, like instead of spreading it around. I mean, you don't want Sting to have that one last match, that one match where he can hold his head up high and say he actually competed and walked out of the ring healthy.
Well, truth be told, Dave, I don't know how you felt about this. I thought it was a disgrace that they had Triple H beat him years ago. I mean, that was, first of all, that whole angle was dumb in that the NWO is coming to help out Sting. I mean, what is that all about? They're not helping Sting.
Awful.
And Sting, as hokey as that match was, it needed to end with a Sting victory. So more than the Rollins debacle at Night of Champions, my biggest problem is here's Sting finally in a WWE ring, and you're giving the W to Triple H? Come on now.
And you had the NWO help Sting? Did you watch one episode of Nitro for crying out loud?
No, listen, we did. Unfortunately, they didn't. Okay. What are your thoughts? And we're talking to Dave LaGreca, WrestleMania today and tomorrow. The Cena Bray Wyatt thing, obviously they're doing something creative with the Firefly Funhouse match. That and the Taker-AJ match, because again, those are both probably been recorded off-site. They're going to be very unique and different. Give me your thoughts on both of those matches tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, this is where they could take the advantage that they're not in front of a live crowd in Tampa. Like, they can make those, like, short movies. Listen, when it comes to Undertaker and AJ Styles, it's probably better to use this type of an atmosphere. So I would think that AJ Styles has to beat The Undertaker. That's why I kind of throw out the Sting element, because maybe that could set up, you know, Undertaker and Sting's last match at next year's WrestleMania, and AJ can go over, like, he should, and Undertaker could still stand tall because there's interference from the outside. When it comes to Cena and Bray Wyatt, I mean, Cena has to lose this. You know, yes. No matter what kind of match we see.
100%.
I mean, I love the fact that they used the story of WrestleMania 30. Like, that's the true, honest story. Once Bray Wyatt lost to John Cena at WrestleMania 30, it was a steep decline for that character and that personality. So I'm glad they're using that story. And yes, The Fiend Bray Wyatt has to go. Listen, Evan, you got to get me on your show again. Because if we see a different outcome this weekend with that, if John Cena wins, then everybody's going to be running around with their heads on fire.
See, I remember I was listening to you guys like every day on the run-up, or I think you guys were only on twice a week at that point. That's how big of a deal you guys are. You guys went from like twice a week to every day, basically. But I remember listening to you guys all the time about that lead-up, about how Bray needed to win, and the concern about what would happen to Bray if he lost to John Cena. And all of it turned out to be true. That's the scary part about it. Cena got the victory, and look at what's happened to Bray Wyatt over the last 6 years. So I'm in complete agreement. He's got to get the victory over John. Here's a key question moving forward. All right? They have pre-recorded the Raw after WrestleMania. We know that. Do you think the WWE, once they get through Mania, the Raw after, do you think they should go on a break, or do you think, hey, they can make these empty arena or empty performance center shows go for the next couple of months? What are your thoughts?
If there was ever a time to take a break, and we always talk about whether there should be an off season or not for pro wrestling, now I think would be the time to do that. AEW, from what I hear, AEW has weeks and weeks of programming in the can that they can show on TNT. So if you're the WWE, do you just let AEW pick up the ball and run with it? I mean, can you take that chance? I mean, AEW's got a lot of buzz. I don't know how you feel about it, but AEW's got a lot of buzz right now. It's very, very difficult. But if there was ever a time to take a break, that night after WrestleMania, that Raw after WrestleMania, after that, should be a time where they take maybe a month or two off.
Well, I think you hit on something important. I enjoy AEW. I watch it every Wednesday. I like it. I think for you and I, WWE goes away. When they come back, we're going to be watching them. But I do think that there's a fear that if they take a break and there's this other federation that's still going on, that is not something Vince would want to do. To basically allow the wrestling world to view AEW and there be no kind of alternate. And so that shouldn't be in Vince's mind. Obviously, you should think about the safety of your wrestlers and the viability of the product, but I do think it's a great point that's probably on his mind, because AEW is very good. And I think what they've shown over the last few weeks is they have put together better empty arena shows. They've made it work better. And I can't put my finger on it. I don't know if it's the people betting. I don't know if it's the people that are sort of around the ring that they've occasionally done. But what they've done has worked, I think, more so than what WWE has done.
Yeah, because the WWE has chosen to ignore it. They're pretending that whatever is happening outside that ring is just a blank void, where AEW is having fun with it. You know, they have the rest of their roster out around the ring,
right,
you know, 6 feet apart, you know, showing social distancing, and they remark about that as well. And even though it's just a few people, at least there's some noise. At least you hear some bickering, you hear some yelling, you hear some cheering and booing. You know, watching that main event on NXT this past Wednesday, you can hear the echoes after the body slam. So, like, I'm glad. I think AEW has adjusted this much better than the WWE has.
Dave, great stuff. I appreciate you coming on. We'll be listening Busted Open on SiriusXM. Enjoy the next couple of days, man.
Dude, enjoy it. Making an escape for you the next couple of nights, and everybody that's listening. Thanks so much, Evan.
Thank you, Dave. Stay safe, my friend. Dave LaGreca, who hosts Busted Open on Sirius XM. Oh, 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 oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.